Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You got to give the Democrats some credit. They kept the lid on this Hunter Biden, Joe Biden family crimes syndicate scheme for the longest time. They kept the lid on the idea that Joe Biden is the most incompetent president ever and that he was not duly elected, but he was cheated in. They've kept the lid on the January 6th nonsense, trying to make it look like we are the most rowdy, craziest citizens in the world to want to get to the bottom of this stuff. And you know what happened? It all backfired. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Democrats targeted Trump for destruction. From the moment that man accidentally won the White House, I don't mean that he didn't get the votes. He got the votes to win. But they were cheating in 2016. And it blew their minds that Donald Trump was so popular. They couldn't believe the MAGA element of what's happening in this country. People who are so disgusted with this government, no longer believed in it, knew that we were not following the rule of law, that there was a two-tier justice system, one for the elite and the other for us, that there were people getting over the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, worth $300 million this woman is. How? Cheating. It's what they do. 844-551-8255. If you want to give me a buzz. They thought they had it, man. In 2016. Trump ascended that escalator. They said, oh, we got our patsy. Did you believe he was going to do it? I didn't even believe he was going to run. Seriously. Well, I remember when he said, I'm going to make an announcement. It's going to surprise people. It'll surprise you. It will definitely surprise you. And sure enough, he did it. I was like, it's a joke. It's just a publicity stunt. Then the Democrats went, no, we have an idea. Let's let Trump win. Let's get him in there. He'll win the primary. We'll win the election. And he won the primary. And I remember I saw Robert Davi, an actor. You'll know him if you just look him up. And I said to Robert, hey, man, you were an early adopter. You were an early adopter on Trump. Good call. This is when I was at CPAC, when I saw him. So Trump wins the primary, and the Democrats say we got him right where we want him. He's off the cuff. He doesn't read the teleprompter. He goes on pontificating long. People are going to hate the guy, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, what did Trump do during the primary? He was beating up everybody. Yeah, look at little Marco. Look at low-energy Jeb. You know, look at whatever. He's using every tactic. And you know what he did? Van Jones called it. Van Jones said, man, this dude knows how to generate reality TV. He knows how to generate people, you know, really talking about him. Trump was the most researched guy on the planet. I didn't think anybody could have more looks than Obama. Trump was filling up rally sites, 10, 15,000 people. And the Democrats said, oh, that doesn't matter, man. The rallies don't matter. I mean, that's just people kicking the tires. Trump was breaking all the rules. And Van Jones recognized, he says, he's bringing reality TV to the campaign. And then, oh my gosh, do you remember this? This was the one that made people just lose their minds. You ready? Twitter. He was tweeting 3, 4 in the morning. What do you think Joe Biden's doing 3, 4 in the morning? He's got his oxygen, his CPAP machine on. Joe Biden is trying to stay alive at 3 o'clock in the morning. Donald Trump's up, you know, having his energy drink with no caffeine. And he's just goofing off. He's probably on the treadmill talking about, yeah, Mexico. We're going to get our money out of Mexico. And we're going to build that wall. And whatever he was doing. But let me tell you, he drove people crazy. I can't stand his tweeting, Kevin. I mean, if he would just stop the tweeting. Kevin, he tweets all the time. Tweeting, tweeting, tweeting. And I'm sitting there going, do you guys understand anything about media? Branding? What did Trump do? He did us a favor. He branded fake news, fake news. He gave that term. Somebody said, told me, Kevin, I think it was used years ago. I said, maybe it was, but Trump, he bought the rights to it and he branded it and it stuck and it sticks to this day. And you know what it did more than anything? It made you realize it. And you know how you realized it? When social media and all these guys started beating you up. Every time, we're for Trump. You're not for Trump. We have the polling. Look at the polling. The polling shows Hillary's going to win. Ad nauseum. And I'm out there talking to people going, man, they say black women like Hillary Clinton. No, they don't. I'm talking to them. I'm out there doing the stuff. And this is all pre, you know, FBI going after him, even though when it got close, we all know what happened there. We enter Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, McCabe, and Jim Comey, right? All that cabal that went against Trump. And don't think for one second, the other agencies weren't looking in on him. The clandestine agencies, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, they were all, well, the FBI already mentioned, but they were all in a cabal to keep Trump from getting elected. He's not going to win, is he? Not if we can help it. I'll stop him, Lisa. So the FBI lovebirds are trying to... Where's Peter Strzok, by the way? You know, he sued the country for calling him out. Lisa Page is suing the country. Suing Americans. These people never should have been in the FBI. Well... They thought they cheated Hillary in, but no matter how well Donald Trump did, folks, when he finally got in there, Democrats, you ready for this? Committed treason to stop him. They worked with foreign adversaries in plain sight. John Kerry, I remember him. He was bragging about making contacts with people. Hillary Clinton says, these people are contacting me, afraid to death of Donald Trump. She said it during the campaign. There's no way she's supposed to be doing that. She wasn't supposed to be contacting these people. But they did it. They committed criminal acts in plain sight. And meanwhile, while all this was going on, you know what Joey Butt Munch was doing? Joey Demento? He was out there feathering his nest. He was out there looking for that booty, that money, man. He was out there saying, Hunter, you go make it happen, kid. Go, kid. My word is Biden. Yeah. Truth. Yeah. What's that thing he says? I forget he's got a phrase he uses all the time. We all do. I do it as well. So they worked against him. Multiple Democrats, folks, calling bureaucrats all around the world in order to undermine Trump. Why? Because he wanted to make America great again. And now they are in big trouble. 51 intel officers and a host of other people. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Chuck Grassley issued subpoenas for Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland because these people are complicit in the cover-up for the Biden family. And soon we're going to get to the bottom of this issue with Anthony Blinken, who started the letter of these 51 people that vouched on Hunter's laptop, which we know to be untrue. It could be Russian information. All these people had to do was just mind their business, but they didn't because they knew what was happening. They had to get Trump at all costs, protect Biden at all costs, and it's going to backfire. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I am definitely excited at the possibility of what's due to happen here over the next few weeks. This is going to suck up the media cycle as it finally should. This is the thing that is going to make the left media have to respond. But before we get into that, and we got clips and stuff, and I'll do give you my analysis, I want you to consider all the lies that the left told you while Trump was president. Trump said, we're wasting money by catering to the EPA with all of our companies. He reduced those, he relaxed the EPA regulations, and companies flourished, but the Democrats couldn't handle that. Stock market going through the roof. We don't want that. We want this economy to die. And that's where WooFlu comes in. But before all that, Trump says, I'll save carrier. I did. I'll bring manufacturing back. I'll show you GDP. You want to see GDP? I'll show you GDP so much that I have to control it. The GDP will be so big. It'll be so big. It'll be bigger than you've ever seen. It'll be the biggest GDP ever. And it's going to be big. It's going to be huge, and it's going to be beautiful. So he's doing this GDP thing, doing it all. And the Democrats hate him for it. The Rhino crowd hates him for it. He leapfrogged all those guys to say, I'm going to give voice to a nation again. These people, think about what they said about NATO. Trump says NATO's got, they got to pay their bills. They've got to pay, you're going to pay your way. And he says, we're not paying for you. You're going to catch up and you're going to stay caught up. And everybody says, well, you're going to ruin it with our partners. What partners? What kind of partnership do you have when your partner isn't paying their fair share? These people worked with Russia. They worked with Ukraine. They worked with China. They worked with Iran. They worked with the Taliban. They worked with the European Union. They worked with Mexico. They worked with anybody they could to thwart Trump at every turn. And you know what he did? He carried these suckers, the entirety of them, on his shoulders, rhinos and Democrats, leftists of all types, and he kept forging ahead, flicking them off like they were little fleas. Yep. They didn't even want to give him a chance. And he did build something beautiful. It's very beautiful. And what did Biden do once he got cheated in? You know what his instructions were? Undo everything Trump did. That's your goal. The world is in turmoil. And it's Joe Biden's creation. What he did with China. What he did with Russia. Brink of war. Countries afraid to move. There's no real diplomacy. There's no stability. There's no stability. None of the things that we should be doing. It's funny. I was listening to a clip about this guy who wants, and this was Kennedy. He's interviewing him. He says, we're going to spend $50 trillion on global climate. What can you give me a number? What are we going to save? The guy doesn't answer, but here's what he says. If the United States doesn't do it, no other country is going to do it. Okay? Couldn't you say that about everything else that we're talking about? If the United States isn't going to become energy independent, who else is going to do it? Trump did it. The United States doesn't come to the rescue in the Middle East. Who else is going to do it? The United States doesn't help North and South Korea come to terms and stop wanting to fight each other. Who else is going to do it? If the United States doesn't change the way the world views abortion, who else is going to do it? I could go down the list. But I'll also tell you this. The United States has no responsibility, no more than any other country, to change anything. What they will look at is, are we the moral conscience of the world? You know what we are right now? We are the transgender conscience of the world. So going back to this, these people were thwarting Trump at every turn. They didn't want him to make NATO pay its own way. Unbelievable. They didn't want him to make our partners look at the trade imbalance and say, you know what, guys, this isn't going to work for us. They didn't want him successful with policy. Policies that had companies raising the minimum wage well beyond the legal minimum wage. They were blowing through it. Now we know why they wanted to undo everything Trump did. They undid it because Joe Biden is on the take. That's why. So they issue a subpoena. And I can tell you, if you were reading the tea leaves, you know things were heating up. Hunter Biden goes in to talk to the DOJ. Let me just throw some trial balloons at you. What if, for example, I were to give up a few people? So you know what the whistleblowers did? The whistleblowers got people whispering to them saying, hey, these guys are going to, I'm going to be the fall guy. I'm going to start blowing the whistle. I got the dirt. I hadn't wanted to say anything, but it looks like old Hunter's getting ready to drop dime on me. So I'm going to get in there before, you know, because as they say, the first one that cuts the deal gets the best deal. So here's what I'm hoping. Maybe we should play the clip. I think we probably waited too long because we're getting to the end of this segment. But we'll play the clip coming into the next segment, guys. But here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that Grassley didn't do something stupid. That he didn't say to the FBI, hey, listen, there's this document that we're hearing exists, and we'd like you to get it and then get it to us because our committee needs to see that document, Mr. Ray. And we better get that document, and don't you do anything. I would hate if you destroyed it. I hope he's not that stupid. I hope that Grassley is setting up the FBI and the AG. I hope that he has in his possession the very document that he's asking for. And that he's saying to Christopher Wray, this is a test. If you claim you don't have it, I'm going to burn you publicly. Hallelujah, huh? Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping Grassley is smart enough to know that he better have that document. Because if he doesn't, it's going to be a lot of pretty upset Americans that they put us, got us on high, you know, on high alert with what we know should be happening, only to let us down. I have to believe, after listening to Comer and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who have seen the stuff that they've seen, that they've got enough evidence that people are finally saying it's okay to come out of the shadows and get these Bidens and these crooked Democrats. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Deion Patterson, the man accused in the latest mass shooting, is waiving his right to appear in court. Court records show the 24-year-old has been charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. The former member of the U.S. Coast Guard allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical building, killing one woman and injuring four others. This as a doctor from an Atlanta hospital says the people wounded in yesterday's attack are continuing to improve.
One of them is in stable condition in one of our medical units.
The NFL is being investigated after dozens of female former employees accuse the league of discrimination and a hostile work environment. California AG Rob Banta and his New York counterpart are serving subpoenas to the NFL's Los Angeles and New York City headquarters. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
News from Washington involving President Biden. Our senior national correspondent, Rich Edson, has got more about a document that a senator and the head of the Oversight Committee in the House are looking for. Rich?
Hey, John, good afternoon. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says that he's issued a subpoena to the FBI in a letter that he and Senator Chuck Grassley have sent to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Chris Wray. They write that a, quote, highly credible whistleblower says the Justice Department and FBI have a form that, quote, describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then-President Biden and a former national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. It's been alleged that the document includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed, as well as its purpose. Now, Comer and Grassley provide no information on the identity of the whistleblower, what specifically they're alleging. In short, it's a subpoena for a document that an unidentified whistleblower says exists and shows illegal activity. It is unclear yet how the Justice Department will respond. We have reached out, John.
All right, so we don't know what this scheme is. Only that it's believed that the DOJ and the FBI have information about this scheme?
Exactly. What these two Republicans are alleging is that there is a document that exists, and they've gotten that information, they say, from a whistleblower, an unidentified whistleblower, and that the document exists within the Department of Justice and the FBI showing an illegal scheme allegedly involving the vice president, and that they are requesting that information now officially with a subpoena from the FBI and Justice Department. But these Republicans have not seen that document, and they have just sent the subpoena request because a whistleblower told them it exists within the FBI. That's where we are right now with this.
Well, according to that report, Grassley and Comer do not have the document in question. But as I said, if they're smart, they got it. And now they're playing chess, not checkers. But we'll see. They say that this form gives a precise description of the criminal scheme by the Biden family. Let me just say this. The Republicans have everything they need. I don't think they need to produce another document. They don't have to find anything else. They got bank records. If I were them, I'd be going overseas, all these different places. I'd be working with those governments to get the dirt on the Bidens. I'd be looking at other people's bank accounts. I'm not a criminal investigator. I don't know how this stuff works. But this is what I would be doing. So that's my hope. I also, as I said earlier, I hope these guys are playing cat, you know, like, oh no, we may not, we may or may not have it, and see what Christopher Wray, what he does, because that would be the coup de, what am I trying to, coup de grace or coup d'etat, one of them. It'll be the cat's meow. How about that? It'll be something else, because if they could get these crooked people out there, by the way, I saw the Democrat, they tweeted, well, Donald Trump is the one who put Christopher Wray in. Maybe so. Does it matter to me? I don't care who the director of the FBI is. If he's crooked, he's crooked. Get rid of him. That's the beauty of us. Oh, Donald Trump put him in. If he's incompetent, get rid of him. If he's competent, keep him. If he's an FBI person and he's not, he's doing it biased, I want him out. That's why they got rid of Comey, fired Comey. Now, he made the mistake of putting Wray in. I think it's a big mistake. But they put him in there. We got to live with that. Here's a clip of Comer talking about this latest development. And this is where I keep coming back to. Comer said a while back, maybe we'll play that in the next segment. I want to have us remember what he said. He said, look, we got a lot of evidence on them. We're going to be releasing it over the next bit of time. I can't wait. But here's what he said yesterday as this news broke.
This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the President of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes.
Representative James Comer issued a subpoena to FBI Director Christopher Wray, ordering him to hand over a bureau form that allegedly describes a criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and an unnamed foreign national. Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, described the reasoning behind the subpoena in a letter sent to Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland. The letter was authored jointly with Senator Chuck Grassley. Comer and Grassley are both leading investigations into Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Though they did not provide many specifics on the wrongdoing being alleged, they claim to have, quote, received legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures. Comer said the disclosure raises concerns that then-Vice President Biden allegedly engaged in a bribery scheme. The subpoena specifically asked the FBI director to hand over an array of FD-1023 forms, which are documents the FBI uses to record interviews with witnesses and sources. Garland recently maintained U.S. Attorney David Weiss's independence to criminally investigate Hunter Biden, despite IRS whistleblower claims contradicting his sworn testimony.
You assured Congress some time ago that the Hunter Biden investigation be conducted without any kind of political interference. And I wonder if you would believe that that is still the case?
Yes, it's still the case. I stand by my testimony, and I refer you to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, who is in charge of this case and capable of making any decisions that he feels are appropriate.
Not a whole lot new, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think her clip, am I right, guys? I think that one was the one that really went into a lot more detail around it. Let's play that. It's about 3 minutes, but towards the end, it really, she lays out that we've seen the data. So, as I said, I hope that they've got more, and then I'm pretty sure they do. But here's MTG talking about this.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to come on here and give you some breaking news. This just came out a few minutes ago. On the Oversight Committee, our chairman, Jamie Comer, along with Senator Chuck Grassley, has joined together and written a letter. We are issuing a subpoena to the FBI director, Christopher Wray. And the reason why this is extremely important, it is because there's a whistleblower that has come forward with very credible information that we need Christopher Wray's cooperation with. And this information involves something that many people have known for a very long time in Washington, D.C., and that is of Joe Biden and his family members' extremely corrupt financial transactions with foreign countries and foreign nationals. Well, what we are asking for and have subpoenaed from the FBI Director Christopher Wray is a certain document, and the document is called an FD-1023. This is an unclassified form, and this is a form that the FBI has in its possession with proof and information that Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, actually interacted with a foreign national and made a deal with a foreign national in exchange for money. And the deal that he made was to make decisions as the Vice President of the United States on foreign policy, and he received payment for it. These are crimes that are unspeakable in this time in our history, but they're crimes that many of us have suspected. I want to remind you, I introduced articles of impeachment against Joe Biden on his inauguration day in January 2021, on January 21st, 2021. The reason why I did so is we had credible proof and evidence and witnesses of the Biden's family's unbelievable corruption with Burisma and Ukraine, and our investigations on the Oversight Committee with the hard work with Chairman Comer, the hard work of our staff and our members on the Oversight Committee, we have seen very credible evidence of proof of these unbelievable crimes. I mean, what a treachery and betrayal by Joe Biden when he was vice president, and now he's president of the United States. And you can see that our country is truly suffering the consequences of his actions. It's my belief that what we will prove on the Oversight Committee through the hard work of our chairman, our staff, and our members is that we will be proving that Joe Biden must be impeached because of his crimes, because of how his family has been involved in what appears to be true money laundering, in real pay-to-play actually transactions, financial transactions with foreign countries and foreign nationals in exchange for political favors from the highest offices of our land, Vice President and now President of the United States.
Well, what do you think? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you've been listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I believe in my heart of hearts they got the goods on them. And let me tell you, the signs were when Hunter panicked and his legal team met with the DOJ. And my bet is they were trying to figure out, how do we either get out of this? What do they have? I can only imagine. Wouldn't you want to be a fly in the room of that discussion? Oh, I'd love to hear that. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have seen very credible evidence of proof of these unbelievable crimes. I mean, what a treachery and betrayal by Joe Biden when he was vice president and now he's president of the United States. And you can see that our country is truly suffering the consequences of his actions. It's my belief that what we will prove on the Oversight Committee through the hard work of our chairman, our staff, and our members is that we will be proving that Joe Biden must be impeached because of his crimes, because of how his family has been involved in what appears to be true money laundering in real pay-to-play actually transactions, financial transactions with foreign countries and foreign nationals in exchange for political favors from the highest offices of our land, Vice President and now President of the United States.
I tell you, I'm convinced they've got the Biden's dead to rights here. So let's see what happens. I want to go back a little bit in time. This is Comer talking about Joe Biden's influence peddling. This was in January of this year that he issued this particular commentary.
I'm going to be investigating. You said the President of the United States. Joe Biden lied to this country, didn't he, when he said he never discussed his foreign business dealings with his son?
Absolutely. We have produced pictures, we've produced emails, we've produced documents that show that not only did Joe Biden know very well what his son and brother were doing with respect to influence peddling, but he was also a part of it. We saw where Hunter Biden was requesting keys for office space for Joe Biden. There are several whistleblowers that have come to us and identified Joe Biden as the big guy, that he was supposed to get a 10% equity stake. That's a national security concern. The more that comes out about Joe Biden and the influence peddling, you know, there's a pattern here with communist China, with Ukraine, with Russia, with our adversaries across the world. And you look at the bad decisions that Joe Biden makes and this White House makes every day that has a detrimental effect on every American, you wonder, is this president compromised? We deserve to have answers to the extent of the Biden family influence peddling and what exactly Joe Biden not only knew, but what exactly he benefited from.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I was going to go back and do sort of a chronology of what Comer said, what was going on, what were the Bidens doing at this time, what was Hunter doing, what was his attorneys doing, where was Joe, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of work. But here's what I will tell you. The news had begun to tighten the turn of the year. And even though people will have forgotten, but when the new year came, I told you guys, rejoice in this year. You're going to get your comeuppance. You're going to learn that conservatism in its consistency, in its search for truth, will pay off. And I know there are people out there doubting me right now, and I don't blame you. Because we've watched it come and we've watched it go. I'm telling you, this noose was beginning to tighten. You can't let a crackhead and a brain-dead moron run your family business and not leave some trails. Mouse trails. People are now able to follow the dots and connect them. And that was Comer in January saying, I don't think at this time they had the bank records from China. They were already starting to piece it together. And the Democrats were panicking. By the way, let me tell you, you want to talk about a group of people panicking. Oh, Lord. The Democrats right now are reeling because they got to jettison the big guy. Now, let me ask you this. How would you do it? How would you do it when you've invested everything into this guy? You have protected him. You got the media, the clandestine agencies. You've got foreign governments protecting him. You've got the most powerful people in the country protecting him. Big money folks that got to see Biden see it through. And then you have people that are going, hey, I got more. I got more. I don't want to go all Biden whisper on you. People have more. And they're getting braver. They're getting more brazen. They're seeing the political wind shift, and they're not shifting in the direction of Biden. I want to play the next clip. This is Comer. I believe it was in March. Was it March or May? No, it wasn't May. It had to be March. But here's Comer, and he's, again, telling people there's stuff going on here we need to be aware of. And he called it fishy activities. Here's the clip.
There's something very fishy. There's no better example of a two-tier system of justice in America than what we see happening with Hunter Biden. I mean, he's owed 2 $2 million in back taxes for years and years, yet nothing was done about it. He has charges. He has probably more bank violations than any American that I've ever seen, and I come from a pretty decent banking background. I mean, this guy, if you look at what Stephen Miller released today with the documents that he obtained through a FOIA request, you could make a very easy argument that Hunter Biden was an unregistered foreign agent. That's a very serious crime. I mean, and the list goes on and on. Money laundering, and even worse. But yet nothing has been done, and we haven't even heard a peep from this Delaware U.S. attorney. It's very odd. Everyone in America is keeping up with this case. Yet Merrick Garland continues to act like, well, he doesn't know anything about it. He's staying out of it. I don't think anybody believes that.
And it would have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for your rascally kids. Don't go all Scooby-Doo on them. Comer's pointing out the obvious. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted the day that when they released all the stuff. She says, well, Jonathan Turley, losing my voice, folks, so I apologize. Jonathan Turley said, now the Washington Post is reporting that Weiss is close to a, quote, charging decision on Hunter Biden. The Justice Department is likely to use that ongoing investigation as a basis to withhold this document and other information. Pretty strategic, isn't it? Think about it. I asked earlier, why would Hunter go in and do what he's doing and meet with the DOJ unless something was up? See, this is the kind of scheming that happens in D.C. This is the reason why people hate D.C. Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted this. How ironic. Only 2 hours after we announced the subpoena for Chris Wray and direct evidence of Joe Biden taking payments from a foreign national in exchange for U.S. policy decisions, that suddenly the DOJ is close to charging Hunter Biden. They just want to lock down evidence. That's what she tweeted. So I keep saying, we gotta, you know, are we gonna ever get this? I don't know. I think we will. I don't think that that's gonna be enough to cover Joe Biden's butt. If Hunter is under indictment, that doesn't preclude them from going after what Joe may have done. And I'm going to predict that a special counsel has to be done here in the next 30 days. And then I'm going to predict that Joe Biden, what are we at, May? I'm going to say September-ish time frame, Joe Biden jumps out. And the reason is he's got to let the Democrats start to fight it out. If he drags it on too long and then they can't make a decision and substitute for him, he's toast. The Democrat Party would be toast. You'd have too short of a primary season. Whoever would win would have to gear up for an election season against Donald Trump. And Trump is looking at all this and licking his chops. And I wouldn't blame him. Good for him. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Because we haven't been in this position ever. They're talking about Watergate. Well, we're about to explode makes Watergate look like chumps. Come on, let me come up with something. Why aren't you guys helping me? Anyway, it'll make Watergate look very benign, very small in comparison. And you know what I love about this? All the tentacles of leftism are in it. The media's in it. Social media is in it. The Democrats are in it. There's nothing untouched with leftism. All these people covered up for the Biden family. And they knew all along. And the one thing I'll never want to let you forget, scratch a lie, you find a thief, as they say. Watch what happens when people start to realize January 6th was a farce. When they start to realize there was a cheat in the election. Only a fool. If you don't believe there was election cheating, let me just tell you what you are. You're a fool. And everything that is leading up to the moment where they impeach Joe Biden and put Hunter Biden in some shackles, everything leading up to it, it's sad to say it's been worth it. It has been. Let's bring them down.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.